The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. And it's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I think it's very important, you know, repetition and consistency, in my opinion, are the two very important things to survive in this league. So, you know, you can be a hard worker, but, you know, if you do it every single day and you're dedicated to it, you know, I think you'd be one. You will be the best player that you can possibly be.
What were conversations with you and teams about your defense? What did you learn about playing zone versus playing man that you're going to have to play in the NBA?
In zone, the only thing I perfected was my verticality. You know, I was kind of just standing in the middle the whole time, but, you know, I didn't lose, in my opinion, anything on the defensive end from going to zone.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. .com/draft party to purchase tickets. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score!
Jonah Carey.
Yeah,
I don't know who you are, but it's great to see.
CBS Sports and the Jonah Carey Podcast.
He's thrown his pillow, he's thrown his nightcap, and Yuppie's been thrown out of the ballgame.
Tim Raines enthusiast.
Tim Raines, yeah! Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Tim was rock solid playing.
Is that right, what?
Jonah Carey with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Jonah Carey's on Twitter at Jonah Carey. He is part of the Jonah Carey Podcast. It's nice how that worked out coincidentally in that regard. He is of CBS Sports, and he joins us on Fridays on the Bernstein and McKnight Show to talk baseball. Welcome, Jonah.
How's it going?
It's great, but not for the Dodgers. The news of the day, Kenley Jansen, as of now, sidelined what is believed to be about a month for what is, sounds a little scary, but they say is a relatively easy to control heartbeat irregularity. What does this mean for the race?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's happened a couple times earlier in his career as well. And as you said, it was something they were able to control. And a previous absence did last a month, so that might be correct. And it's a precaution. You know, the Dodgers have quietly built a really good bullpen. They made a trade with the Reds earlier this season to pick up a couple quality relief pitchers. Even if they didn't go after kind of the name brand closers, they made a point of surrounding the bullpen with a bunch of quality arms. So now the question really becomes, okay, they've only got one established closer. Now we're going to put it to the test. You know, Oakland has like seven now after acquiring Fernando Rodney. So do the Dodgers, can they do a good job, you know, not having the typical fire-breathing closer music kind of guy? And the answer might very well be yes, because they've just got so many options out of the bullpen. I mean, heck, when their whole starting rotation is healthy, they actually have too many starters. They could even move, you know, Walker Buehler or something like that to the pen too. So probably it's going to be okay, but, you know, any kind of doubt is an issue because this race is so, so close. The Diamondbacks are right there with the Dodgers, and it's going to be maybe the most competitive divisional race in all of baseball.
Jonah, I've kind of been working through some stuff today, and I was wondering maybe we could just kind of talk it out, you and I. I was looking at a list that Joe Sheehan tweeted out. Ferguson Jenkins, Ron Santo, Buddy Bell, Joe Torre, Wilbur Wood, Toby Hera, and Felix Hernandez are our players with the most war, career war, without reaching the postseason. Felix goes to the bullpen, and I'm afraid it's just, I wonder how you look at his career and how the Mariners did or did not put things around Felix. I just so enjoyed watching him start games for 10 years, and now it seems like that phase is over.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean, he's always been one of my favorite players. My friend Dave Cameron, who now works for the Padres, longtime Fangraphs, is the one who dubbed him King Felix, and he was literally, not Cameron, Felix was literally 17 years old at the time, was a minor league prospect. So it's kind of amazing, that kind of longevity, and it does feel like the end of an era a little bit. The 11 runs in his most recent start, I mean, it just felt like they needed to make the change. But they're 2.5 out of the wild card. I mean, they're right there with Oakland, despite all that, despite the volatility and things of that nature. So maybe he can be a weapon out of the pen. He's got a bunch of different tricks in his bag, even if he doesn't throw 95, 96 anymore. Maybe he'll thrive throwing 15 pitches at a time. I'm, as you guys know, a staunch believer that relievers are just basically starters who can't cut it, whether they can't cut it anymore or they never could. That's fine. So maybe he tweaks his repertoire, and maybe coming out of the pen, he becomes a weapon. So, yeah, it's definitely one of those things where the Mariners haven't made the postseason in a long time, but it's still right there for them, and he could be a guy who helps contribute, even if it's not in his traditional role.
Should they have done things differently in Seattle, knowing they had him? I mean, I know they made some signings, and you had some moves put together, Robinson Cano and whatnot, but or was that front office always just kind of weird and beset by guys who thought they knew what they were doing and lied about it?
Well, I mean, they made some disastrous trades, right? The Eric Bedard trade, so giving up all the whole career of Adam Jones, basically, for a guy who gave you, I don't know, a handful of starts. That was one. And there were other little ones that traded away Oscar Balcarat, Cabrera for very little. There's just like all these little deals that added up to a lot, and it hurt them. You know, you just can't keep misfiring that way, and they've gone through a bunch of regime changes. It seemed like Zarensic had it figured out that after, you know, the Bavesi era, here comes Zarensic, and he's going to do some things well. Here was a guy who was a player development and scouting guru. I mean, Milwaukee, Fielder, Braun, all those guys were Jack Z guys. And then he goes into Seattle, and it's the same goal. We're going to do it through player development. But, like, Mike Zunino is the crown jewel of that effort. It kind of leaves you lacking a little bit. So they just misfired. And no matter, especially if you're not the Yankees and Red Sox, but even if you are, if you don't draft and develop well, you just can't sign enough guys to make up for it. You just cannot. And Seattle's paying for it. It doesn't show up right away because, you know, a draft, it takes 4, 5, 6 years to usher a guy into the big leagues. But if the drafts keep not producing for years and years and years, here's where you are. DePoto, give him credit. I mean, he got Mitch Haniger. He got some other guys through trades, through other acquisitions to try to cover up for the shortcomings of previous regimes. But it might add up to just a very good team that falls a little bit short of the postseason.
When we were talking about Felix Hernandez earlier, Jonah, I called up his baseball reference stat comps, and on that list, the top 10, there's John Lester, and at number one for the full career comp, the number one is Cole Hamels. And Hamels' name came up this morning. Ron Coomer of our Cubs broadcasts was talking about him, and he mentioned the phenomenon of a veteran player coming off of a losing team and going to a winning team and feeling re-energized, feeling the significance of games when he goes to the ballpark. And I'm wondering, do we know whether or not there's evidence of that phenomenon being true, and is it predictive of improvement? Do we know that, hey, look, this is, we can bet on getting a bounce from this guy who's got a certain proven history that when it's more competitive, he gets more out of it? Or do we like to think that?
Yeah, I think we cherry pick examples. I mean, Jonathan Scope comes over from Baltimore. They were even worse than Texas. He just drove in his first run as a Brewer last night. You know, that's 10 days that he had in one RBI. And I grudge that RBIs are not the end-all, be-all measure. But we're just looking for examples to support our hypothesis. It's like anything else. It sounds good. It might even be right in the case of Cole Hamels. You just can't predict that. It's the same thing as leadership or anything else. You say, well, we want to have veterans on our team because they're going to provide the kind of know-how and leadership that other guys don't. And then, you know, on the one hand, you'll have a team that doesn't go anywhere with a bunch of old guys, and you'll have a team that does, and you'll say, well, look, the team that does. Obviously, it works. So it's hard to say. Ron Coomer knows more about baseball than I could ever hope to know. I played 1 year of Little League and was terrible, and I grant you all that. But we just don't have any solid information about it. But what we can say about Hamels is that, you know, he's certainly been pitching better. I mean, you look at just his command has been really good. 11 strikeouts in 10 innings. He has no home runs allowed so far. It might be possible that he's re-energized. It might also be possible that Texas, which actually, according to Park Effect, is even worse than Coors Field. It's actually the worst park in baseball for pitchers. Maybe just getting out of that place does wonders for your head and for your arm. Because, you know, if we think of Coors Field as being the death zone, and here comes a ballpark that, according to the scale, is even worse, wow, I mean, that's got to be a big relief for anybody to get out of Texas.
Talking baseball with Jonah Carey, as we always do on a Friday afternoon on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. I'm looking at Bryce Harper's numbers since that home run derby win. Slash line looks good, 339, 447, 677. What do you make, Jonah, of this Washington Nationals team since it's come out? The results haven't been as solid as Bryce Harper's numbers have, but still they've righted the ship some. Is this a team that can claw their way back in?
Well, they were just underperforming for a while. You know, they were missing Strasburg, but other than that, they had all hands on deck. And, you know, they're starting to get a little better. Daniel Murphy's also been part of it. Murphy was a non-factor. He was out for a long time. Then he comes back, and he just was not the same Daniel Murphy. This is an elite player when he's at his best. And now they're starting to put it together just because the pieces are all there. It's good to see, if you're a Nationals fan, that you've got the guys that you would expect to lead you. You know, your best players would be there. Look at their bench, right? I mean, Zimmerman's back. So they've got Adams and Reynolds sitting off their bench. That is like old-school, serious pinch-hitting power that could do them a lot of good, or making double switches or doing lots of things that other teams just don't have. Most teams have a backup catcher, a utility guy who hits 220, you know, some defensive replacement for a fourth outfielder, and then 97 relievers. This is a team with a real bench, with real bats, real depth. As far as their bullpen goes, yeah, they traded away Kinsler, but they kept everybody else. Granted, Herrera just went on the DL. So they've got pieces here. I mean, it's certainly conceivable that they can get back into the race. It's not like the Braves are unbeatable or whatever. I don't know if they could chase down two teams in the NL East. Maybe they can. But the wild card is there for the taking, too. You could beat Milwaukee. You could beat Arizona. These teams can be caught. So, yeah, still a lot of baseball left to be played. 40 games, you could do a lot of damage in that stand.
Said that because I mentioned earlier that I felt weird because when they come to town, they register in my mind as more formidable than maybe they actually are. But you're maybe justifying that fear a little bit.
Yeah, the talent is. I mean, listen, we came into this season, we thought they'd be an odds-on favorite, and that did two things. Number one, it underestimated the Phillies and the Braves. So, gosh, what a great story both those teams have been. And number two, it just overestimated the continuity. If you look at Bryce Harper's career, it's so weird. Go look at it. It's like, okay, go to the playoffs and fall short. Go to the playoffs and fall short. Then miss the playoffs completely for some mysterious reason. Then go to the playoffs and fall short. Then miss the playoffs mysteriously for some reason again. If this happens, this would be the third time that a loaded Nats team led by Bryce Harper, after success, would suddenly just come out flat. And you can't blame it on Matt Williams, and you can't blame it on Dusty Baker, and you can't blame it on Davey Martinez, because it's the same players. It's the manager's change and everything, and they bring in new personnel or whatever. But, you know, at a certain point, this era has to be marked off as a failure. And the Bryce Harper legacy, the Bryce Harper era in Washington, does not look all that awesome. And it's never one guy in baseball. It's always a supporting cast and this and that. That's true. But bottom line here is they just have come up short, and is very disappointing and discouraging if you're a Nats fan.
Our conversation with Jonah Carey brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now. Receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
Jonah, the Cubs are playing a high-stakes game of wait and see with Chris Bryant at this point. And I know that, you know, we don't know the medicals. Really, only Chris knows the medicals to this point. But we had Jed Hoyer on the show the other day. And I asked him if there's going to come a point where you guys, the medical staff and Chris, have to say, well, maybe 80% or 75% of a healthy Chris Bryant is worth putting on this roster for a playoff run, for the playoffs themselves. Do you hear around baseball GMs start to make those decisions at this point? What would you do if you had a Bryant that wasn't 100% and a Cubs team that might need 75% of Chris Bryant late in this season?
Well, they have to make the playoffs, first of all. They're only two games up on the Brewers, and if they don't win the division, they've got, you know, a cast of thousands chasing them. There's so many teams in this wild card race. It's as bunched up as any that I can remember. And, you know what, they lose 5 out of 6, and they could be facing going home in October. This is serious business. So I grant you that, you know, 75% of Bryant could be worth it. The good news for the Cubs is that they've been able to cover. They've got a bunch of guys across the diamond, you know, who could do a good job. Ben Zobrist is back to being Ben Zobrist, which means he can cover 30 positions, which means that the Cubs can slide over whoever they want. And Zobrist is hitting, too. I mean, gosh, we can't say enough about the emergence of Javi Baez. We're talking about an MVP candidate. Before, we were talking about a guy who applied cool, quick tags and was flashy and also swung at everything outside the zone. I mean, this is an elite player now, so that's exciting. And Almora has been pretty good. And, you know, they're up here and there, although he's cooled off, it's giving them contributions. So this is just a better overall team, I think, on the lineup side. But, of course, they're missing, you know, a guy who's an MVP-caliber player. So, yeah, there's no easy answer. And the problem with shoulders and wrists and anything to do with arms, shoulders, wrists, elbows, anything that you have is that you just don't know. Sometimes it could be a year to heal. A guy can come back and he can look all right. He fills out his uniform fine, but he just doesn't have the same oomph that he has, you know, if he's 100%, and that can often require surgery or literally months of rehab. So I don't think they're going to get 100% of Chris Bryant, even if they wait till October 1. I just don't see. Again, I'm not a doctor, but typically that's how these things go, and that's been the scuttlebutt in the industry, is Bryant has diminished this year. So, yeah, I think that at some point you roll the dice and you trust that it's not going to be permanent damage, right? It's not a pitcher and he's got a throbbing forearm and you worry about Tommy John surgery. It's a guy who's probably going to get this cleaned up in the offseason one way or another. And maybe you just go for it. Whether that's now or later is a tough question, but it's going to be at some time. I don't think they're going to wait too much longer.
We talked to Jed Hoyer at length yesterday, and he characterized this current waiver environment as busy. He said there's a lot going on, that there are claims being put in. Obviously, the Cubs, with their record, are not going to be in a position to win many of those claims. But he said that there's a lot happening right now. Why do you think that is, and how do you think this shakes out, maybe involving any of the contenders?
Yeah, well, there are more contenders. I mean, that's the bottom line. I just mentioned Oakland picking up Rodney. That's one. Three Tigers just cleared waivers, so that's interesting. You can go with Zimmerman or Iglesias. There's guys like that. And I think teams are just more eager to put guys out there, too. It's more potential buyers, but also the sellers saying, hey, let's see what happens, and just kind of put everyone out there. And, you know, it gives teams opportunities. I think some teams probably held back some of their capital. I think they're literally budgeting. If the owner says, you got 150, okay, we're going to spend 142 and wait and see what happens. And now they've got some money burning a hole in their pocket, too. But in the National League alone, here are the teams in contention: Phillies, Braves, Nationals, Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals, Pirates, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Rockies, and maybe not the Giants, but even if it's not the Giants, that's 10 teams in the National League alone that can make a realistic claim to being a playoff contender. That's just really, really unusual. And in the American League, granted that we've basically got six teams vying for five spots, and when we say six teams, we're really boiling it down to Oakland and Seattle for the second wild card, but Cleveland needs to get better. I mean, they have holes in their offense, and the Yankees are being buried by the Red Sox, and they have to ask themselves, are we good enough? So they're going to make moves. And Houston's always trying to be acquisitive, and Boston literally might be the best team in baseball history. They have a shot at 116 or 117 wins. So it's just one of those things where teams are saying, wow, it's anybody's ballgame, whether it's for a wild card or a division or the World Series, and we're going to be aggressive. It's just a lot of fun, frankly. And, don't forget, last year it wasn't as busy overall, but how many deals have been more impactful as a waiver deal than Justin Verlander on August 31st? They literally won the World Series, and now Verlander is one of the best pitchers in baseball. So maybe the big one is yet to come. Maybe it is Bryce Harper. Maybe it is Josh Donaldson. Maybe we see some big, big, big deals in addition to a whole bunch of Fernando Rodneys.
Given all of that and the way the playoffs are shaped now and the way the league has kind of turned a little bit, would you move the deadline back if you were given unilateral power to do so?
No, I mean, I like this. I get that it syncs up pretty well with the September roster expansion and whatever, and I think it gives teams an opportunity here, to take two bites at the apple. It is a little bit of an arcane rule that you have waiver and non-waiver deals or whatever, but I think as long as deals can be struck, I don't have a problem with it, and the fact that it is so active reinforces that July 31st does not need to be an end-all or be-all. And going back to Washington yet again in this conversation, this is exactly the kind of team for whom having that early deadline lets you hedge a little, early non-waiver deadline lets you hedge a little bit, because at that point they're like, well, we're not going to trade Bryce Harper. We don't know what's going to happen. So give the team 3 or 4 weeks to figure it out. And this is like, July 31st trade deadline light. You can still put guys out there if need be. So, yeah, because it is so bunched up, better to go almost all the way to the end of the season. And it's not too bad. And I think that having that kind of scaled trade deadline issue where July is one set of rules and August is another, it really gives teams more time to think. That's all right. I don't mind that.
Jonah, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
That is Jonah Carey of CBS Sports, brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I know what you're saying. You're saying, wait a sec, Bernstein, you said you had all that stuff to give away and two of the coolest things you haven't given away yet. Well, still remaining in the next less than half an hour, a pair of tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at United Center and a chance to host your fantasy football draft party in a private suite at Soldier Field on August 18th, with food and beverage included and access to the Scores panel of experts. When we come back, we are going to give away those Smashing Pumpkins tickets.
Something Jonah said there actually kind of caught my interest, and maybe it's something we'll talk about in relation to these Cubs and Nationals going to take place just this afternoon here. I was a little surprised that he wouldn't have moved the deadline. I mean, if I gave him the magic wand, if I gave him unilateral power, he was fine with where it's at.
He would just put Tim Raines in the Hall of Fame again.
Well, over and over and over again. No. And that's fine. They deserve to be there. I'd move it. I'd move the deadline, and I'd still have, if you want to do this waiver thing, I'd probably do that too. I change the priority level a little bit, you know, having to go through one league and right. then the other. I definitely miss that or mix that up some because that's as arcane as it gets when you get to the waiver rule. But why not move this back? You could still do both. I know we moved up the season some with the extra off days. You know, we played some games in March this year, and we're going to do that again next year, it looks like. But I wouldn't mind moving the deadline, even if it's a week, and then do a waiver deal after that. I love the two bites at the apple. I think that's a smart way to do it because you know, Bud Selig created more and more teams available and in this deadline. I'd like to see more action. I don't know if that's just because, I don't know if that's something you feel or care about necessarily, but I have always loved that part of the season more than maybe any other part save the playoffs. I love that trade deadline. I love the rumors flying around, and it's such an exciting time of the summer. I think if you did that for longer, you create more opportunities for teams to get into and out of it. I would move it back.
He is Connor McKnight, and if you are like Connor, you are a fan of the Smashing Pumpkins. Or is it just Smashing Pumpkins or the Smashing Pumpkins?
Smashing Pumpkins.
It is just, it's like...
You are a fan of...
I don't want to add a the if there's not a the.
Yeah, I always
I believe it is
wrong.
Just Smashing Pumpkins, yeah. So I want to be fair to Billy Corgan, who I once interviewed at the Old Score Studios. He sat in and...
Good interview, bad interview.
He was fine. It was early in the morning. And
maybe not ready to be there.
Wanted to talk a little Bulls. He was much younger, too. He just sort of had started on the scene. It's not the current...
Oh, you're talking a long time.
Back
cool.
at Belmont.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, this is 95, I think. I think it was my first year. It was on a Saturday morning or something like that. He happened to be around. Because remember when we were with XRT, people would just sort of be there because of XRT, and then you'd grab him and you'd put him in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And I was in really, really early, and sometimes you'd hear a knock on the door, and I remember that big storm door on the back. You were never there.
I was never
at
Belmont.
This big fire door, and people said like banging on it. It's like 7 in the morning on a Sunday, and I hear this boom, 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 boom. And I go to the back there, and I said, "Who is it?" And I said, "Blondie." Like, "Who?" I said, "Blondie." Like, "Oh." And I open the thing, I peek out, and it's Blondie. Like, "Hi.
Hey.
Come on in.
Let's do a couple of minutes."
And in New Wave Pioneers. Yeah, huh. They're very, very nice.
It is just Smashing Pumpkins.
If you're a fan, I got a pair of tickets for you in just a moment. Keep it here. You got the score.
Stream the score with radio.com. It's easy. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now and get all your favorite score shows live on your mobile device. Stream the score with radio.com.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. The NCAA did it again. Part 2. In addition to giving agents more access to athletes with its new set of rules, terrible move, the NCAA is also proposing to allow an underclass basketball player who puts his name in the draft and isn't selected to return to school. This is a good thing, but it doesn't go far enough. Any underclassman should be allowed to return if he so desires once the draft is over. This will almost never happen with first rounders because their money's guaranteed, but will happen with second rounders who expected to go in the first round. Does this involve some risk for NBA teams? Sure. Fine, but if it means they have to give a second round pick guaranteed money to keep them from returning to school, how is that a bad thing? It's all about the student athlete, right? A lot of sound and fury here, as with the Rice Commission report, but little substantial change. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rental home. Auto with Brick. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Alaska and Hawaii.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call the most honest lender in the mortgage business, Team Hochberg. Meet Mitch, who contacted the lender that loves their shiny rocket for a VA mortgage, but he was overwhelmed by the ridiculously high closing costs, so he called Team Hochberg, which, come on, he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg secured Mitch a lower rate and had substantially lower closing costs. So when securing a VA loan, you can contact the largest online lender that spends millions promoting their rocket, or you can contact Team Hochberg for lower rates and lower closing costs. They have lower closing costs because they're not spending millions of dollars promoting a rocket. Call the trusted local lender you know, Team Hochberg, 312-751-1333, who values the sacrifices you made for our country and has substantially lower closing costs and interest rates. Team Hochberg's helped thousands of Score listeners, but can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage, Licensee 4358, NMLS 1.
Want to win Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley Field tickets? Stop by and see me this Saturday, August 11th at the Jewel Osco on Ashland Avenue in Lakeview from noon to 2. Enjoy samples of delicious wines from 19 Crimes and Matua and watch the labels come to life with their amazing augmented reality app. And yep, I'll be giving away tickets to see Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley. Just go to us99.com/events for more info.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Chances are you just got paid and it's already spent. Well, that's no way to live, and you don't have to. If you're a homeowner, your house is worth a lot more than you think. Put that equity to work for you so you can stop counting down the days till your next paycheck. Get some breathing room and start saving now with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. That's thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Eric and Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This hour is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car? Search ContinentalMotors.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Frozen! Monday, August 27th, from 9 a.m. to 1. Join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels.
And a 1-2 from Hamels. Swung on and missed strike three.
Jesse Chavez.
Swung and a missed strike three. Jesse Chavez.
And Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1. For the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series. Presented by AZEC Building Products and Xfinity. Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Get yours now.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you're caller 6 to the Scores contest line right now, 312-591-6700, you win a pair of tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins Tuesday, August 14th at the United Center.
A couple of things from our first full day of the preseason NFL slate that I just kind of wanted to catch up with before we before we say goodbye for the weekend.
You see Saquon Barkley after he took
that
the ball?
That was quite literally the first thing
that, didn't take long.
That I needed to get to.
Yep.
Sometimes you draft those big-time running backs, right? The guys who have all that kind of work in college, and you just get you get a calling fart is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get. I think that kid's going to be really good. I know it's one game of the
Super
preseason.
Super Scout McKnight declared Saquon Barkley really good.
There were people like his junior year, right, when things really started last year of college, second to last year of college, when things really started to click together and really started to, people were, well, I don't know.
It was Futek. Was always a detractor.
Why are there 72-yard games against Northwestern?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I get the questions. Like, they're valid and stuff, but like, watch him against Nebraska. Watch him against USC. I mean, my God, the runs and the talent that kid put together.
It's the swerve.
I'm going to watch Giant games this year.
It's the jump cut. It's the ability with both feet on the ground to go in either direction at top speed.
He'll give you feet. He'll give you feet.
He is someone who will give you feet.
Speaking of feet givers, I was so much more depressed than I thought I'd be. Went on that second series with the ones, right? It's the Bears 3-and-out.
Yeah.
They run the tunnel screen over to Anthony Miller.
And they're running into each other.
And they can't, the receivers in front of them can't get their stuff figured out to go block for. Just give him, all he needed was one block to make something. I'm not saying he would have popped it for anything. I just wanted to see him be able to do something, be a playmaker, have a chance to do something.
I know.
And he
It was there.
They did nothing for him. They just completely whiffed. Both blocks just got completely screwed, and you got nothing. I got nothing. And what I had a checklist. I wanted to see Adam Shaheen get a couple of chances. Excellent. Well done. I wanted a good Ken Mastroli award winner for our second week of the done. Ryan Nall, fantastic, deserved. Saw a little bit of motion. Great, we saw that. Trey Burton moved around a little bit.
Jet sweep action.
Saw a little jet sweep. Got that. I needed Anthony Miller with the ball in his hands. I did not get that. I need Kevin White to hold the ball when it does hit his hands. I did not get that either. So those are the two boxes I failed to check in my Bears preseason box-checking extravaganza.
Yeah, if you're just joining us on a Bears Friday, here's what I learned last night. That guy Fowler is still on the team even though I cut him.
I
thought I cut him. I tweeted out that I cut him, and yet he was still there. Apparently something went wrong where I didn't get the paperwork to the league, or they're not listening to me. When I cut somebody, I expect that person to be gone.
He
was still there and still bad. Marcus Cooper is horrible, and I don't know what he is supposedly does well or what they saw in him, but he couldn't run, he couldn't tackle, he wasn't standing in the right places often enough, so I'm done there too. And Tyler Bray is just beyond bad. I mean, he's totally bad. But throw it within. I don't know if it says that in the scouting report, but that would be my scouting report on Tyler Bray is but.
I was in the Boy Scouts for like a week and a half, right? I did one.
Out?
Hold on, no. I did one camp. We moved like right. We did like the one big first camping trip or whatever, and then we moved, and then it was just like, all right, you're done with this, right? Yeah, I'm done with this. But there was the one kid like clearly going for his Eagle Scout, who was like, you know, the leader of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you're wondering why there are fewer people involved in Boy Scouts at this point, it's because no 16 or 17-year-old wants to lead a bunch of kids. You got plenty more things to do.
That's part of it. Yeah, there's other stuff,
But this kid was, he was a good guy. He was really into the whole thing, really into the camping thing. He wanted to sleep in, like, the single tent. It was his whole thing. But then he would, you know, he had to teach, like, you know, how to whittle and knife skills or whatever, all the outdoor wilderness stuff. I wasn't really paying attention. But the one thing he did say was, you know, as you use the knife to like shape branches and stuff, you're supposed to push the knife away from you. You know, never bring the knife toward you because that's bad. It's the knife coming, but he's using the knife coming toward him.
Oh,
and
he looks at all of us
and goes, yeah, I know what I said. Do what I say, don't do what I do.
Yeah, you should always be pushing away with the knife.
I'm hoping that's the teaching method for Tyler Bray. Do as I say, not as I do.
You know, okay, Mitch, what you want to do is when you have a guy wide open in the end zone, throw it 10 feet over his head.
See the ankles? See Kevin White's ankles?
Gotcha.
Throw it there. Right. Throw it at his ankles.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just... You better not be in a position... As Hub said, if your third-string quarterback is playing, your season's over anyway.
Unless you're maybe the Ravens. I don't know. Wouldn't you like to see Lamar Jackson play a little bit if you're the Ravens? I can't think of any other... I'm sure there's one more team, but you're right. The third-string quarterback's no good. I do have one more little kudos to throw out there. Maybe it was just me, and I hate to overreact to one game of the preseason, but can I throw kudos to Adam Amin?
He's excellent.
He was terrific.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
And he's got a great voice. He does a real smooth, great broadcast. And for what it's, I understand.
But I miss Sam Rosen.
I do not. All across
I don't really
the league.
Either. I just like
it. All across the league. These broadcasts are home broadcasts, right? They are...
Correct. They're PR.
They're PR broadcasts, and that's fine. I got no problem with that. But Adam Amin, not only... You know, because we saw him do the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship where Notre Dame hit that show, and he's got a fantastic call of that. He's been all over the place. He's like Benetti was last season, just calling everything.
Not
as
handsome.
Him and Adam Amin. Adam Amin made a PR broadcast sound like a real broadcast. And I'm sure there are other guys who do that. I'm sure there are other guys who manage that. He was great.
I think he knew exactly how to hit the tone that he's employed by the team.
Yes, he gets that.
And I think he knew how to hit that tone without thinking we're stupid. And that's really, really hard to do. It is especially hard to do in your very first game. Sometimes it takes time. You go in this direction, you go in that direction. But for him to find that balance in that way was really impressive.
Just the whole opening setup. And even, you know, even Jim Miller in the open. I don't know if you saw any of the setup to it. I was cooking. I was making a couple of burgers. Which, by the way, I made two burgers. I was going to set one aside for lunch this afternoon. And as soon as Ryan Nall made that run down the side, I'm like, oh, the hell with that. Ryan Nall just won the Mastrolli. I'm having the second burger.
You celebrated his capturing of the Bernstein and McKnight Mastrolli Award?
I went right up to the oven and pounded that thing.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, I did the four Vienna beef jumbo hot dogs.
Nothing wrong with that.
And not only that, remember what I said about having used the saute pan that had the skirt steak in it and then had the burger in it?
Yes.
I still hadn't washed it, and I did the hot dogs in that pan. So now, completely unwashed, that very same pan has created the sautéed skirt steak, the ground beef for cheesy peasy burger mac, and now hot dogs, and it is still on top of the
stove. You cook like a college student with money. That's what you do.
With money?
What,
with the skirt steak?
Yeah, no, just with the ability to do some really good stuff and then leave a pan out for a week and still cook in it.
Well, my wife's away.
Without washing. Yeah. And now you get the kids back, so that life is over.
One kid is back, and orange.
Kid 2 comes back orange today, right?
No, kid 2 won't be orange, I don't think.
Do we know that?
I don't know if he showers enough at camp for the water to affect him that way. It's going to be more lake water.
The one other thing I was going to say about Amin, in the lead-up to the game, the couple of minutes beforehand, Jim made him, you know, he's a hometown guy. He's calling a game for his hometown team. And just the way he went about doing it, like, yeah, this is my hometown team. I'm really excited. But it didn't feel like pandering. It felt like a, hey, here's a guy who's doing a thing, and now here's the game. I respected the hell out of that.
And, you know, I love Jim Miller. I will say this, too. And once I tell you this, you can't unhear it.
Okay.
Jim Miller, you know, we always joke about football. You guys like to say football. Football guys say in football.
Football play.
It's a sport in which, for whatever reason, people who talk about football and work in football feel they have to say football all the time.
More
football. It's a crutch. A football player, a football play. We got a good football team. We know what to do with football. Jim takes it to another level. He loves saying National Football League.
That's
what you're
going to
get in the National Football League.
Now I can't unknow that.
Right. See, now I think that's what he's going to learn playing in the National Football League. Well, this is what you're going to see this year in the National Football League. That's the kind of thing in the National Football. He loves saying, not NFL, National Football League, the imprimatur of that, like to stamp things by hearing yourself say National Football League. It brings legitimacy and strength and branding power.
This reminds me of the day when I was doing the McNeil and Spiegel show, and McNeil goes, he first makes the first mention I'd ever thought of where Sim says Denver.
Oh, I know, Denver.
And now I can't unhear it. I cannot unhear it.
And pronouncing
all of the words like that.
Yeah, the other Phil Sims word is
Denver.
Eem.
Yeah,
there's the word him, H-I-M, is pronounced E-E-M.
Ugh.
Eem.
Oh.
And Denver. Yes.
Neil did that to me, and it has not left.
This portion of Bernstein and McKnight is brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats, coming off a 10-win season, host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And speaking of hosting, here's a chance for you right now. If you are caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700, you will be able to host your fantasy football draft in a private suite at Soldier Field on August 18th. Food and beverages are included. A panel discussion with Score experts is included. It's brought to you by Dykstra, piecing together your home comfort and fantasy football teams.
If you think about it this way, if you're in a serious league and interested in doing that out at Soldier Field, and you're the commissioner of that league, it's such a thankless job. It's a job where everybody just hates you from the beginning of the season.
Even with like League Safe and all the apps,
everybody still hates you. Everybody still hates you because you're the commissioner, and clearly you're doing something wrong. You're not administering the league right. This is quite literally the one thing you can do that for a day would make your league not hate you anymore. As a commissioner, you could do this for your guys, for your family. And you could make your league not hate you for just the briefest of moments. And then after the draft, when you screw up something on the input or you screw up a database or a transaction log, then they'll hate you again. But for a moment, for a brief shining moment, you could be that commissioner. You could be the man Roger Goodell thinks he is every day.
Is this true? There is a text from the 815. It says, Bernstein, your kitchen sounds like that restaurant in Memphis that cooks burgers in 100-year-old grease. Is that real?
I don't know. I assume it will be on the next issue of the I'm Fat podcast, if it exists.
What if that? What a great
I've never heard of that.
I've not either.
But Memphis, you say?
So they allow every next burger cook to contribute to whatever is there. I am. I actually think that there is a market inequity.
Oh my God!
In understanding like the quality of the pan or the sautéed hamburger. Everyone loves a flame-grilled hamburger. And I get it, and it sounds good, and there is a certain char on there. But I have to admit that when I was a little kid growing up, there was nothing for me like when my mom would make hand-pattied burgers in a sauté pan.
You know, that's what I made last night, and I need help. Every time I cook these things, they're not patties. I want thin patties.
You got to start way too thin. If you push it so far down, right, because it ends up being like a baseball.
Yes, yeah, and I don't want that because bun integrity is impossible.
You're not starting thin enough.
Okay.
You've got to start way too thin, and it's going to end up sort of seizing up into a burger that you envision.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right. And yes, there is. Burgers cooked in 100-year-old grease. It's at Dyer's in Memphis. So
wow, nice pull.
Show trip.
Thanks to everybody involved with our broadcast today at Gallagher Way. We thank Matt Spiegel for his help in the ballpark.
Good to see him today.
Helping to put one of our guests on. We thank our engineer, Dan Hibbets. Brian Gertsch had the video feed. Joe Ostrowski, the updates. The producers, Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and Eli Hershkovich. Great slate of guests, too. Hub Arkish, the Mastroli Award winner for week two, Ryan Nall, was kind enough to join us. David Bote, the aforementioned Chicago Cub, was delightful.
Good to talk to
really,
David Bote.
Just talking about lighting up a room. That
I'm
was
telling
great.
You, he's changing minds.
And Jonah Carey joined us as well. So have a terrific weekend. We got kind of a long weekend continuing the party on Monday.
That's right.
Because we are going to be at the Joe Madden Respect 90 golf outing at Bryn Mawr Country Club. We talk about surprises, and we're going to just be running after people and grabbing people. You won't want to miss a minute as we're going to have everybody on. So keep it right here for Chicago Cubs baseball.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Ron Rivera.
One of my biggest regrets as a football person is I miss Walter Payton's, I miss Dan Hampton's, I miss Mike Singletary's, and I miss Richard's Dent inductions, and I should have gone. And when Brian invited me, I said, I'm coming. And so I decided that was it, and I was there.
Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's Casper. Want to win Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley Field tickets? Stop by and see me this Saturday, August 11th at the Jewel Osco on Ashland Avenue in Lakeview from noon to 2. Enjoy samples of delicious wines from 19 Crimes and Matua and watch the labels come to life with their amazing augmented reality app. And yep, I'll be giving away tickets to see Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley. Just go to us99.com/events for more info.
There's more to Indiana State University.
More conference championships.
More art exhibits.
More Greek life.
More research.
More study abroad.
More international students.
More to discover.
In fact, there's only one thing there's not more of at Indiana State, and that's cost. Forbes magazine includes us among the nation's best when it comes to quality and value. There's more to Blue. Learn more at indstate.edu.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Humboldt Park and Carlos. Hey, Carlos, you're on The Score. What's the opinion you were so dug in on, but were proven wrong?
Lawrence, mine was, I was 8 or 9 years old. I'm 39 years old right now. It was the mid-80s, and I swore up and down to my family and my friends that everything that Jose Canseco did was natural. I bought the baseball cards. We had the jerseys. I had the posters. I mean, we're talking about my mom spent so much money because this guy was my favorite baseball player of all time. My homie loved Ken Griffey Jr. I would tell him we would go back and forth, Canseco versus Griffey, Canseco versus Griffey. One of them is a Hall of Famer, and the other one, he came out to be a cheater.
I think about those guys doing their little forearm thing at home plate and just be like, steroids. Just like, immediately, like, ah, steroids, those two guys.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Townstone.com. And now, WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by Gerber, Collision and Glass, ExxonMobil, The Village of Bedford Park, AZEK Building Products, Hills Brothers Coffee, Insurer on the Spot, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers 911 Chicago.com, Supercuts, 877 Cars for Kids, and Old Dominion Freight Line. And now, your host, Zach Zaidman.
When the schedule first came out, today's matchup was supposed to be a playoff preview. But while the Cubs check in with the best record in the National League at 66-48, the Nationals have underwhelmed third place in the National League East. Good afternoon. Hi, everyone. Zach Zaidman at Wrigley Field. Delighted to have you with us as the Cubs start a three-game series against Washington. Joined now by Ron Coomer, sponsored by MyPillow. Save over 40% plus free shipping on two standard queen or king premium MyPillows. Order now at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE and COOM. Even with the Nationals still not looking quite like the Nationals, this series still has, I guess you would call it a big series feel to it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. They've got some big-time players. They've been a perennial playoff team, and they're still in the race. They just got to play better baseball on a consistent basis, and they're as you said, they're 1 week away from being either in first place or in that talk. So when you play a series like this, you got to bring it, and these guys are playing a little better baseball just as of late. They've had a couple things happen to them that when you get some major controversy in your clubhouse and then it gets resolved, usually teams get closer. They've had that, and they've played better since.
Let's get to the Cubs and the keys to the game, sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling System, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com, and by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Now, the Cubs did take 2 of 3 in Kansas City. They're 11-10 now since the All-Star break and looking to sustain some good play of late, beginning with Kyle Hendricks today against the Nationals.
Yeah, Kyle had a big strikeout game last ball game, but To me, in today's ball game, if he's punching guys that are getting weak contact early in the count, that'll be good. I really believe in a game like today, where the Nationals know him pretty well and they're a veteran group, I think his fastball is going to be the key for him. And the fastball in particular, but on both sides of the plate, but really inside, especially with the lefties and some of these veteran hitters, because they're going to really sit on that changeup and they're not going to be fooled by it as much. So that to me is a big key. And offensively today, Hellickson's a guy who, you know, gives up a few more hits to the right-handers. They hit him a little better. For the lefties, he's another guy. He's got good off-speed stuff. Makes it tough on a left-handed hitter.
It's mostly sunny and 78 degrees. The wind currently blowing in here at Wrigley Field. The Cubs starting the day leading second-place Milwaukee by 2 games in the National League Central. Coombe, thanks. Coming up, Len Casper has the latest on the Cubs' arms with pitching coach Jim Hickey on the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Hey, it's Ian Happ. This is where you want to be to hear every Cubs game. Sports Radio 670 to...
It's Casper. Want to win Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley Field tickets? Stop by and see me this Saturday, August 11th at the Jewel Osco on Ashland Avenue in Lakeview from noon to 2. Enjoy samples of delicious wines from 19 Crimes and Matua and watch the labels come to life with their amazing augmented reality app. And yep, I'll be giving away tickets to see Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt at Wrigley. Just go to us99.com/events for more info.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hills Brothers Coffee.
Cubs versus Washington. First pitch scheduled for 1:20. First look at the Nationals this season. Len Casper has more with Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey.
Zach, thank you. The Nationals are here for a rematch of last year's Wild Division Series, and while their record isn't great, they've played well lately, and they've got a pretty potent lineup.
Yeah, don't let the record fool you along the lines of San Diego, and you've seen what they've done versus us and what they had done going to Milwaukee, but these guys can swing the bat, and they're in a little bit of a groove right now, so it'll be a really tough series.
Daniel Murphy in particular has had good success against the Cubs. He was injured to start the year, and I think that's part of the reason why the record is where it is, because he and Adam Eaton had been out quite a bit.
Well, I agree. He swings the bat really well, and if he sprains his ankle on the way to the ballpark today, it's not going to hurt my feelings, believe me.
Kyle Hendricks will take the ball, and he's pitched against this team in the past. How do you think he's throwing the ball right now?
I think he's in a good spot right now. He really is. The ball's got some sink to it. He's attacking. You know, he's not picking like we've been talking about, but I think he'll have a lot of success against this lineup.
And Jorge De La Rosa added to the bullpen. You can never have enough lefties. You can never have enough experience.
Absolutely. You know, just a veteran guy, been there, done that type of a guy. So somebody that you feel very comfortable with if you pick up the phone and tell him to be ready for the next hitter.
And Mike Montgomery will be moved back, so I would imagine he'll be available out of the bullpen at some point, maybe even this weekend?
Yeah, I wouldn't say today, but I would think tomorrow and Sunday he would be available. Just a little bit of a blow for Mike. You know, he's on an innings pace that's not unsustainable, but you know, you don't want to wear him out, so it's just a little bit of a rest for him.
All right, good luck today.
All right, thank you.
That's Jim Hickey. Zach, back upstairs to you.
Len, tickets are still available for this Sunday night series finale with the Nationals. Visit Cubs.com right now and secure your tickets. Coming up, Zoe is a go as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag We Are Mobile on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Chicago sports and more on the Mully and Haw Show. Mornings 5 to 9 on the Score.
How do you know when it's time to get it to Gerber?
When he was wrong about the right of way.
When your fender can't fend for itself.
When that parking space wasn't as spacious as you thought.
That's when you get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass is over 80 years experience and more than 360 locations nationwide that guarantee their work for life. So when you want it done right, get it to Gerber.
When objects in your mirror are actually much closer than they appear.
Yep, get it to Gerber.
Learning a foreign language in a bar, taught by 5,000 of your new German friends at Oktoberfest. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercut stylists pay attention to every detail, so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Check in online or with our mobile app. Get super ready at a local Chicago area Supercuts today. Supercuts, official hair salon of Major League Baseball.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-4545. That's 800-461-4545. 800-461-4545. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Baseball, gourmet edible cookie dough at the same time? That's right, the Cookie Dough Cafe has your bases covered. Available at concessions near Section 135 and on the suite level by the scoop.
Cubs Nationals today at Wrigley Field. Wind blowing in nearly 80 degrees and a little bit of a fog is coming in overhead. Zach Zaidman with you here on the north side. It's time to check on who's hot and cold. Sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com. Go to Plumbers911Chicago.com, where licensed, dependable plumbing expert is ready to answer your call. Ben Zobrist ranks second in the National League with a .451 batting average since the All-Star break. He is back in the lineup after dealing with a little bit of a hip injury, which gets us to the injury report. Sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. So Zobrist sat out the last game with what they called left hip tightness. Also, Yu Darvish has been moved to the 60-day disabled list as a procedural deal to clear up a spot on the 40-man roster. And as for who's cold, Albert Almora Jr., 4-for-34 over his last 13 games, a .118 average. Let's check the business of baseball. Sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. So the Cubs have signed lefty Jorge De La Rosa and moved Randy Rosario back down to AAA Iowa. De La Rosa is 37. He made 42 relief appearances for Arizona this year, 0-2, 6 holds, an ERA of just over 4.5. When we come back, we'll talk with Jason Heyward about your reaction to the way the Cubs play on a day-to-day basis. That's next on our Cubs Conversation on the Score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
David Haw here. The best Cubs talk in the morning is right here. Mully and Haw, mornings live at 5 on the Score.
So working from home is kind of my thing. We're talking rolling out of bed and hopping onto a conference call about another conference call I took yesterday in my bathrobe. It's very cozy. And since I switched to an unlimited plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in morning traffic on Lakeshore or all crammed in on a rush hour L. But you very well might find me video conferencing with the New York office in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home and likely pantsless.
Get more from your wireless plan. Switch to AT&T Unlimited and get home internet on us. More for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time Chicago offer. Requires port in to unlimited and more premium starting at $90 per month. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, AT&T may slow wireless speeds when the network is busy. Qualifying internet free after bill credit starting within 2 bills. Up to $99 installer activation fee, taxes, charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Win up to $1,000 in promo cash during Bonus Spin Saturdays each week in August at Majestic Star Casino. There are two winners every 30 minutes.
Zach Zaidman at Wrigley Field, Cubs versus Nationals. Now, despite entering play with the best record in the National League, some have questioned the Cubs following an 11-10 record since the All-Star break, an overreaction that veteran Jason Hayward can't get caught up in.
You understand that you can't win a World Series or clinch a playoff berth in one game in May or August. And you understand that things can go well, things are going to go well at times, things are not going to go well. But at the same time, you have to be realistic about what's going on inside of those, you know.